that just a little bit. We're going to be having a different starting lineup, actually, here than what I anticipated. You're going to have Caleb Gaffney starting in place of Garrett Kraus, which I'm a little shocked at because Kraus coming in has been kind of one of their guys. So Garrett Kraus is going to take a seat on the bench to start things off. We'll see how long that takes because he's been kind of the guy for the Titans this season for a while here, just kind of chatting back and forth with one of the buddies about the trade. Going to have the Jaguars out there. The Titans going to make their way out as well as we're going to get tip-off underway in just a moment. Mr. Derek Green on the bench here did some time in the booth with us for our radio station. Derek, a very nice young man. A lot of these Titans are. A lot of the area kids are as well. I don't think I have a negative word about any of the kids that we cover. Tip on the way. Higgins going to tip it, and it's taken by Gaffney. Caleb Gaffney in the backcourt. Tyler Stye picks it up, gets it to Myers in the corner. Scott Myers going to go up and get the bucket. And the Titans on the board early. It's 2-0. And in the front court now, they're going to work it on Hansen. Hansen over to the far side for Chase Jeske. They're going to go a 2-3 zone. They're working around. Goes to the other side. Three-point shot up on the way. And good from Bryce Harrison, the 6-foot senior with 10.9 points on the season. Got to steal it away. Drive inside, layup up, and good. Out of Cornell Lowry, and it's 5-2 just like that. Natras, backcourt, Higgins, Stye, over to Myers. Myers in the middle for Cade Higgins. Higgins to the far side for Gaffney, out to Stye. Stye, skip pass over to Natras. Natras to the corner for Myers to make it 5 for him on the night, and he's got it. Evan Myers with the 3. He's got 5 on the night, and it's 5-5. All tied up, 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. You're listening live here on Kick 106.7 from the Gatorade broadcast booth. They're working it around. Outside, same shot, same spot. Harrison, no good on this attempt. Rebound taken away by Jason. Pump fake, drive inside. They're going to work it up. Fadeaway jumper up on the way. Good for Casey Hansen, the 5'9 junior, picking up his first bucket of the night. Higgins out to Natras. Natras to the front court now for Gaffney. Gaffney turns and finds Myers to give him 7 now. Myers, 7 for 7 on the night for the Southeast Calhoun Titans, and he's doing it all for him right now on the offensive end, and it's 7-7. Inside drive, kick out, pump fake, driving out. It's going to be Brewer, and it's going to be a trip. We're going to have Brunner out on the court here. We'll also have Jaske, Lowry, Hansen, and Harrison as your starters. Inbounds here for the Jaguars. Cutting player. Higgins going to meet him at his peak. Rebound Natchez. Titans with a chance to regain the lead at 7-7. Myers going to try and break the press himself. Couple of dribbles. Goes to the middle for Gaffney. Gaffney to Natchez to the corner for Stye. Back to Natchez as it's tipped out of bounds. And it'll regain possession for the Titans in the front court. Again, a full court press. Inbounds for Natchez. Going to go to Gaffney to the corner for Myers. Fires up the same shot from the corner. He's hot. Evan Myers has got 10 out of 10 for the Titans here in this game. Dribble drive, kick out. Going to kick it to the far side now for Harrison. Harrison now over to Jace Keenan. It's going to be stolen away. The Titans playing some pretty good ball so far. A lot of that coming from Evan Myers. I'd beat him. He's hot. And Stye going to head out of bounds. They threw it up too high. Gaffney put it and tried to lead him. But he's on the baseline. It'll head out of bounds. 10-7 for the Titans so far. All 10 of them coming from Evan Myers here in this first quarter. Going to be into the corner now. They're working and looking around. Cutting players to get inside. Higgins going to try and contest. Layup up, and it could. To the 6'3 senior, Cornell Lowry. Backcourt. Natchez to inbound. To Stye to Natchez. Natchez to Higgins. Higgins back over to Stye once again. Stye a couple of dribbles. Throws it over the top to Natchez. Catches it like a tight end. And Stye will get it in the front court. Kick to the corner for Gaffney. Gaffney the first shot. Not by Evan Myers. Set out of bounds by Lowry. Almost up in the scoreboard. Garrett Kraus going to check into the ballgame for Caleb Gaffney. And it's 10-9 for the Titans. 5:11 to go here in this first quarter. Halas Stye to inbound. Looking to get it in. Bounce pass to Natchez. Natchez turn around, jumper up, no good. Rebound going to be taken away instead by Jaske. They're going to get up to the front court. Going behind the back, off the foot of his teammate. And taken away. Natchez. They take a couple of dribbles and walk it up to the front court. It's a 2-3 zone still. Natchez to Stye. Stye Dribbles in, has it stolen away. It's a 3-on-2 now. They're going to get it to the front court. In the hands of Harrison. Layup attempt up and good for Bryce Harrison. And the lead back in favor of Southeast Valley. They'll work it now. And they get to Higgins. Higgins to the front court. Over Stye's head. He'll pick it up now. Alice Stye to Garrett Krause. Krause to Stye once again. Inside for Higgins. Higgins one dribble. Going to be fouled from behind. And that'll be Casey Hansen picking up his first of the night. First of the game as well for either team. Or nope, second of the night, excuse me. Inbounds. Stye going to throw it up top for Natras. Natras to the corner for Myers. He's feeling it right now. Myers going to get inside. Layup over the defense. Up and good. And Myers has got all 12 right now of the 12 on the board. And he is having himself a night offensively for the Titans. On the outside, Lowry driving inside. Rips down through. They're going to get it down low. Layup attempt up. Going to be blocked, but a foul on the shot. And we'll see who they call this foul on. It'll be on Cade Higgins. Cade got an older brother that played for the Titans last year, Cole. An absolute phenomenal basketball player here. Then we got Audubon's boys leading 14-7 over Riverside right now. Jeff Lincoln's got the broadcast on that one. Shot up and good for Bruner as he picks up to the free throw. Got no subs for the Titans, a couple for the Jaguars. Checking into the game for the Jaguars. Have another guy in there for him. And this rebound going to be taken away by Myers. Evan Myers, a couple of dribbles. Going to find Stye in the front court. Throws it over the top to Natras. Natras look back door. Going to look outside now. Got to get somebody open to the corner for Krause. Shot up on the way. No good. Backside rebound going to be cleared by the Jaguars. They're going to work it up to the front court now. Into the hands of Lowry. Lowry going to drive. Goes down low. Kick pass out. They're going to kick it to the corner, working it across the top. And they're going to work it now. Outside three-point shot up on the way. No good. Comes up short and heads out of bounds. And it's 12-12. Another sub into the game here. Going to be Hayden Butrick. And a timeout going to be called by the Jaguars. It's 12-12. Both teams tied up here. We're going to step away with them. Take a break. 30 seconds.
At the Lake City Vet Clinic, we offer full-service veterinary care, including wellness care, surgery, dental, and dermatology for dogs and cats. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. We are dedicated to providing the highest level of veterinary medicine and believe in treating every patient as if it were our own pet, giving them the same loving attention and care. Choose the Lake City Vet Clinic for your furry friends. We are proud to support the South Central Titans sports and activities. The Lake City Veterinary Clinic, located on Main Street in Lake City.
South Central Titans tied up right now with the Southeast Valley Jaguars. And we got a 12-12 tie. The girls and some other students going to make a student section over there. You got some students here from Southeast Valley as well as you're getting things rolling on. 12-12, 3:40 to go. Evan Myers right now has two threes and a couple of buckets as well. He's got six from the two-point line, six from the three-point line. He's got 12 of their 12. Has been hot all night. Inbounds, looking at Natras. Natras, a couple of dribbles, going to break the press. Natras now going to turn and look. Fires it to Myers on the far side. Gets it in the front court. Myers between his legs. Myers going to go to his left. Top of the key. Bounce pass to Natras on the left wing. Inside for Higgins at the elbow. Then to Stye. Three-pointer up. And a good. Alice Stye. And knocked down the three. The first one not by Evan Myers. That's 15-12. Southeast Central Calhoun. Looking around the top. They're going to go to the corner. Couple of dribbles. Pass back up to the top. This time for Jayski. Work outside. They're working a couple of times now inside. Kick back out. Three-point shot up on the way from Hansen. No good. Backside rebound going to be cleared. Ripped away by Charlie Natras. And they're going to have Myers break it to the front court. Dribbles into the corner. Stye made the last one. Pump fakes. Kick out to Myers. Over to Natras. Fires up the three from the left wing. Got it! Charlie Natras knocks it down. The Titans are on a fire. 18-12. 2:38 to go. Working the ball across the top. They're going to get it down to the far side now for Jayski. Inside. Double down low. They're going to kick it out. Working across now. Layup attempt down low. They're going to kick it off once again for Hansen. Hansen to outside. Three-point shot up on the way from Jayski. Front rim and in. Jayski going to knock it down. The second three of the night for the Jaguars. Backcourt Myers. Over to Stye. Stye to Myers. Myers into the front court and throws this one away. Was trying to look for a teammate out into the front court. Couldn't get it to go. And it's still going to be 18-15 for South Central Calhoun. South Central Calhoun coming in tonight again, 9-8. Started off the season a little rough, but have now found their footing plenty in this game. All to the far side, working it across. Maybe Adkins, they're going to work it back once again. Three-point shot from Adkins up, and good to tie it up at 18. Backcourt, Myers turns and tips it out of bounds. It'll be staying on this side, and it will head back to the South Central side. Inbounds, Stye into the corner for Natras. Natras looking back, gets around his defender, jumper up on the way, no good. Backside rebound, Higgins going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch here by Higgins. Carson Roper going to be in the game here, the 5'11 junior. Going to work it back to Roper, top of the key, works it now inside. Kick pass on the floor, they're going to fight for it, stolen away by Higgins. And the Titans out in transition, going to get up to Stye. Backside for Krause, layup attempt up and good. Stye hit the floor pretty hard, but he gets the pass off. Krause picking up his first bucket of the night. And it's 2018 now. Going to work it in. Roper going to drive in, and it's going to be called a foul on Garrett Krause. It's going to be the first of the night for Krause. 6 foot junior coming in, averaging 12-3. Down low, they're going to put him across the baseline. Still in that zone. Into the corner. Driving it inside. Will be Harrison outside once again for Buttrick. Works it across for Roper. Back to the top for Harrison. Over to the far side now. Pump fake. Dribble drive attack from Adkins. Adkins from Narnia. Got it! Adkins from deep knocks it down. He's a guy that shot the ball well all season. Higgins to Natras. Natras in the backcourt. Looks. Gets stuck, finds Krause, Garrett Krause in the backcourt, bounce pass to Higgins down the front court, has his feet almost out of bounds. Myers, dribble drive now, works it back, loses the ball. Pick down low for Stye, who's open. Stye bounce pass to Higgins, out to Natras. Natras open from three, from deep. No good, backside rebound going to be tipped, and a foul down low. It'll be on a Higgins. Higgins going to pick up his second. And that'll force the hand of Coach Clive Clark as he'll take Higgins out in favor of Caleb Gaffney. Gaffney, the 5'9 senior, coming into the game again. They're going to put him on Atkins. Has made a back-to-back threes to put the Jaguars up one, 21-20. Roper going to bring it down. Looks to his right for Atkins, who had the deep-range three last time. Buttrick going to skip pass it over. They're looking down low. Almost had it lost. Kick back out into the corner. Roper. 18 to go, drives all the way, goes down low, throws it out of bounds. Last touch by the Jaguars. The Titans with 15 to go can take the lead heading into the second quarter. 21-20 right now. They're going to have the press on him in the backcourt. Into Krause to Myers. Myers to Natras. Natras going to be doubled in the front court. Looks over the top to Stye. Into the corner for Gaffney. Open for three. And no good. Rebound taken away by Buttrick. Out with 4 seconds to go. Atkins going to get in the front court. Pass it off. Got to get the shot off. No good. At the buzzer. And at the horn, 21-20. This has been a first quarter of action here on Kick 106.7, the second quarter coming up next.
Hi, this is Sarah Gaffney with Drapers Plus. We take great pride in creating custom window treatments, including beautiful shades and blinds, along with a variety of flooring, from carpet to luxury vinyl plank, to enhance any room in your home or office. We measure and install with free estimates. We're also proud to be the location to sell South Central Calhoun Titan gear for the Booster Club. So stop in and see us, and let us design your place with stylish window treatments and flooring. By Drapers Plus in Rockwell City.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community.
Valley. The Battle of Twin Lakes Conference Basketball tonight. The Jaguars having a great season at 15-1. The Titans looking to knock them off at 9-8. Coach Clark has had a pretty good game plan. Atkins to the corner. Working back to Atkins at the left wing. Kick pass over now to Jayski into the corner once again for Hansen. Hansen back over to Jayski. Over to the far side once again. Top of the key, back to this right wing. They're working it down, 2-3 zone. The Titans really collapsing on everything. Tried to go down low. Ball on the floor. Layup attempt up and good. Coming out this time going to be Hayden Green picking up his first bucket of the night. Natras turns, finds Stey. Hollis Stey over the top now to Gaffney. Gaffney a couple of dribbles down, passes to Natras. Natras to Kraus in the right corner. Kraus dribble up, passes outside, off the hand of Gaffney. Ball on the floor, back to Gaffney's hands. Over to Garrett Kraus, wide open for three. Gonna pump fake, gets it out to Stey. Stey to the corner to Myers, has made two in this first quarter. No good on this one, and he's kind of gone cold since that first shoot there. Had 12 of 12 since then, has not scored. All over the far side. Dribble drive attack, ball lost away. Stripped away by Garrett Kraus. Kraus to the front court, gonna slow things up. Kraus gonna skip past to Myers on the outside. They're gonna double him on the far side. Gaffney had the ball stripped. Taken away this time by Hansen. Layup attempt, pump fake, no good. Hansen gonna get the layup up and good instead. 25-20. Gaffney to Myers in the backcourt to Stey. Stey to the front court now for Natras on the left side. Natras on the deep left, gonna have a double team impending. Natras skip pass to Stey. Looked at Myers. Stey to Kraus now. Kraus back to Stey. Top of the key, Myers. Kraus waiting. Got it at the top. A step in offense. 17 to go. Gaffney to Kraus. To Stey. Inside for Natras. Spins out. Almost had a loss. Out to Stey. He's made a three in this game. And no good on the second one. And it's 25-20. All into the front court now. As we work into the front. Ought to have been up 27-22 at half. We're here in the second quarter. 6:01 to go. They're trying to go down low. Stolen away by Myers. Evan Myers going to put his backside of the defender, give him some shield. They're going to bounce pass it into Gaffney. Gaffney going to have a guy on him. Had to rip it through and loses it. Surprised there's no jump ball there. Plenty of time. Gaffney going to take a swing at it, trying to get it out. Layup attempt blocked from behind by Myers. No good. Kraus going to get it and now going to be called for the foul. Shot was up off the rim and into the hands of Garrett Kraus before the foul came down. I'm a little shocked at that, how late it was, but there's sometimes where you get those, you know, if you don't make it, we'll give it to you. If you make it, we're just not going to call it. That'll put now two fouls on Evan Myers. Shot up and good from the free throw line. For the Ian Bruner, picking up his second made free throw, 2-for-3 on the night. Coming into the game, Luke Patterson for Myers. Patterson averaging just under a point and then a rebound a game. Gives some nice size defensively, though. A very strong, solid kid. Played running back for this team in football. Second one up and good. A 7-point lead now for Southeast Valley at 27-20. Backcourt, Kraus tries to dribble through it. Gets cut in the backcourt, loses the ball. And he'll box him out so that he can regain possession, give himself another chance going down. 27-20 once again, 5:34 to go. Southeast Valley dug out of a little bit of a hole. I think they were down 5 at one point. They're going to turn and fire it up to the front court for Gaffney. Catches it like a receiver. Gaffney outside now to Patterson. Patterson going to dribble attack to the corner for Gaffney once again. Out to Patterson. Patterson looking down low, throws it over the head of Kraus and out of bounds. And now it's going to be once again Southeast Valley ball and a timeout. Head coach Clive Clark has seen enough. As we'll take a timeout, we're going to go ahead and step away. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
You're on Kick 106.7. The Titans of South Central Calhoun taking on the Jaguars of Southeast Valley. You're listening live tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. We'll have the Mackey Motors halftime coming up in about 5 minutes of gameplay. Into the corner, wide open shot. They're going to pump fake and work it back out. Shot in the hands of Hansen now. Back to the corner. Three-point shot this time up from the corner. No good. Backside rebound going to be cleared. Inside positioning. Going to get Krause in the air, firing up the shot. Will be Lowry, and they'll send him to the line to shoot two. Krause going to pick up the foul, and it'll be his second of the night as well. Lowry coming in tonight. 14.7 rebounds. He's been kind of their workhorse down low. From not seeing them much as he pins that one against and puts it in. We're not seeing him much. It reminds me of some of those, you know, athletic wings you see playing. Maybe the CIML, those type of wings. Maybe not the same size and athleticism, but pretty close. Natras gets the rebound. They're going to triple team him in the backcourt. Natras to Gaffney. Gaffney a couple of dribbles into the frontcourt. Picks up his dribble and finds Krause on the left side. Krause to Gaffney at the top of the key. Gaffney to Krause, left wing. Down low for Natras, one-on-one. Gets inside, runner up, no good. Foul going to be called on Ian Bruner, his first of the night, and that'll send Charlie Natras to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Natras coming into the ballgame, shooting 27 of 38 on the season, 71% for his free throw percentage. Trailing by 8 right now, and rolls it off the rim. Garrett Krause going to check out coming into the game. Got a number I did not have on the roster. I'll pull back up my rosters here. Nobody on the roster with a number 24. We're going to see if we can figure that out. Inside, backside, ball down. They're going to look inside, layup attempt up and a good for Ian Bruner. And it's 30-20. Gaffney to Natras in the backcourt. Natras looking. Finds Stye. Stye to the frontcourt now. Into the corner for Patterson. Going to work it across. Now to Natras. Natras to Stye. Over now to Gaffney. Gaffney to cutting Natras. Turnaround jumper at the elbow. Up, no good. Rebound fought for. Going to be taken away this time by Lowry. Work it all the way down to the short corner. Inside Lowry, layup attempt over the defense. Up and good for Cornell Lowry. Picking up the bucket, and it's 32-20. Titans have not scored in the second quarter, and we're halfway through. Frontcourt, Patterson down low. Layup attempt over the defense. Up and a good. Don't know exactly who that is, but we will get the number and the name eventually here. Backside layup attempt up this time and good now for the Jaguars. Is that one going to be Ian Bruner picking up the layup? Working it across. Stye in the backcourt. Dribbles now. Breaks the press in the frontcourt to Gaffney. Gaffney open from the three-point line. Now picked up his dribble. Looks down. Finds Stye on the left side. Back to Gaffney. Gaffney. Dribble drive. Kick out. Ball stolen away. Hand in the hands of Harrison. He'll come down. Natras going to guard him. Layup attempt up for Harrison. Good. Natras letting him have it with, you know, not very good positioning. Natras picks up his dribble, fires it to the front court now. Working it across, breaking the press for the Titans. And going to throw it over to Stye, over to Natras. Natras pump fakes the three, drives in. Jumper over the defense, no good. Rebound going to be taken away, tipped out. Fought for, front court, three on one. Nobody there to guard Harrison, and his layup up, and a good. And a timeout by Southeast Valley. As they lead 16-38-22. We're going to step away here. Be back on kick one at 6.7.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
South Central Calhoun came into this quarter trailing 21-20. It's now 38-22. Southeast Valley, since up 21-20, have gone on a 17-2 run. Yeah. They're on a 17-2 run into the Patterson. Patterson over the top to Gaffney. Little shove to him in the backcourt. Gaffney over to Patterson. Patterson back to Gaffney. Gaffney. Dribble drive attack. Gets inside. Throws it behind the back to Natras. Finds him in the corner. Had him open for a second. Natras to the baseline. Rips through the defense. Layup up. And on the floor for a foul. Resulting in an inbounds pass. That'll be on Casey Hansen picking up his second of the ball game. And it's 38-22. The Titans got to get some things rolling. 2:30 to go. They've only scored two in the quarter. Into the corner. Natras fires up the three. Tipped on the shot. Rebound taken away. Throws it to the front court. Wide open. Jaguar. Layup attempt up and a good for Cornell Lowry. And the Titans have just kind of fallen flat in this ball game. Natras looks. They're going to find Gaffney. Gaffney a couple of dribbles. Has one behind him. Sty open in the corner. Drives baseline. Gets all the way through. Steps through, fadeaway jumper up for Hallis Stein, and picks up the bucket. Making it 24-40, a deficit of 16 for the Titans. 1:55 to go, far side now Lowry. Lowry picked back out, they're going to work it over to Hansen. Hansen the far side for Atkins, made two from that spot before, and not going to get a third as Natras pulls down the rebound. Charlie Natras picks up his dribble in the backcourt, has to get the shot out, gets it out to Patterson now. The front court for Stye. Stye doubled now in the front court. Goes to the corner for Natras on the right side. Charlie Natras back to the basket. Works in the corner. Finds Stye outside. Deep right wing. Stye now to the corner for Gaffney on the left side. Gaffney, couple of dribbles out for Patterson. 14 to go on the shot clock. Got to get an offense set up here with the 10 seconds left. Kick out Natras. Natras, 6 seconds to go. Looks out. Has to pass it out. Finds Patterson. Fires up the deep range three. No good. Backside rebound, ball didn't hit the rim, which will be a shot clock violation, 1:07 to go. 40-24, Southeast Valley leads here in at quarter number two of our doubleheader, second game. In the front court, going to be a Roper, pass over to Atkins, into the corner for Lowry. Lowry, back to the corner for Atkins, fires up the three, and gets it. Atkins coming in, averaging 6 points. He's got nine already in this half. Natras picks up the dribble. Got to keep that thing alive in the backcourt in a press. Gaffney now has his dribble. Looks to the front court. Throws it out, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Lowry. And it's still 43-29, 39 seconds to go. 25 on the shot clock. Inbounds for Patterson. Goes to Natras in the deep right wing. Natras looks, picks up his dribble, finds Gaffney out to Patterson. 18 to go on the shot clock. Patterson to Gaffney, right wing. Gaffney, one dribble on that right wing. Picks up his dribble, goes to the right wing once again for Stye. Alice Stye, a couple of dribbles, splits the defense inside. Short runner up on the way, comes up blocked. 19 seconds to go, can hold for the final shot. Southeast Valley. Back into the top for Roper. Roper going to drive in. Euro step, goes off the foot of Lowry, picks it up. Outside now for Buchan. Working across, Roper going to drive in, runner up on the way, and good. Picking up the bucket, and time will expire. South Central Calhoun Titans fall behind of 45-24 in this quarter as we step away. A 4-point quarter and a 24-point quarter for Southeast Valley as we step to our Mackey Motors halftime.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
At the Lake City Vet Clinic, we offer full-service veterinary care, including wellness care, surgery, dental, and dermatology for dogs and cats. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. We are dedicated to providing the highest level of veterinary medicine and believe in treating every patient as if it were our own pet, giving them the same loving attention and care. Choose the Lake City Vet Clinic for your furry friends. We are proud to support the South Central Titans sports and activities. The Lake City Veterinary Clinic, located on Main Street in Lake City.
Hi, this is Sarah Gaffney with Drapers Plus. We take great pride in creating custom window treatments, including beautiful shades and blinds, along with a variety of flooring from carpet to luxury vinyl plank to enhance any room in your home or office. We measure and install with free estimates. We're also proud to be the location to sell South Central Calhoun Titan gear for the Booster Club. So stop in and see us and let us design your place with stylish window treatments and flooring. By Drapers Plus in Rockwell City.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stuart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stuartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stuart Memorial Community.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
Right now over Missouri Valley. Audubon's leading in their game right now. I don't got the Carroll score in front of my eyes. A number 5 ranked Carroll team playing a Bondurant for our team. That's about 500 right now. A team that's actually pretty solid as well. Got Chuck It Up going on right now for the Titan crowd. Seeing if anyone can land in these hula hoops. You see one in there, 2, 3, 4, I believe, in there. So we're going to see kind of how this goes, but 6:12 to go in our Mackey Motors halftime. It was 21-20 after that first quarter. You had 12 points straight to open the game from Evan Myers. He had 12 of their 12. Hallis Dye hit a 3 to make it 15. They were up for a little while in that first quarter, then have now struggled into this quarter as they fall behind 45-24. A 4-point quarter for them and a 24-point quarter for Southeast Valley. You need to make those shots that they've had. They've had some open looks, and they've just turned the ball over a couple too many times as well. As you have, like, I'd say 13, 14 turnovers within that second quarter-ish. And some of them mental errors, just throwing the ball out of bounds. But some of them are stuff that, you know, you're throwing it into a hand of a defender. You're trying to throw it through a couple of defenders, stuff like that. You cannot have stuff like that happen here in this quarter. We're here at your Mackey Motors halftime, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. We're going to look at some of the stats here. Leading scorer, Evan Myers, with 12 right now. Nobody else in double digits yet for either team. And those 12 came right away to start the game. But we're going to go ahead and step away. We'll have 2 minutes left in our halftime when we come back.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In. Located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
At the Lake City Vet Clinic, we offer full-service veterinary care, including wellness care, surgery, dental, and dermatology for dogs and cats. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. We are dedicated to providing the highest level of veterinary medicine and believe in treating every patient as if it were our own pet, giving them the same loving attention and care. Choose the Lake City Vet Clinic for your furry friends. We are proud to support the South Central Titans sports and activities. The Lake City Veterinary Clinic, located on Main Street in Lake City.
Hi, this is Sarah Gaffney with Drapers Plus. We take great pride in creating custom window treatments, including beautiful shades and blinds, along with a variety of flooring, from carpet to luxury vinyl plank, to enhance any room in your home or office. We measure and install with free estimates. We're also proud to be the location to sell South Central Calhoun Titan gear for the Booster Club. So stop in and see us, and let us design your place with stylish window treatments and flooring. By Drapers Plus in Rockwell City.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stuart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stuartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stuart Memorial Community Hospital.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
Calhoun trailing 45-24 as we bring you back to your Mackey Motors tailgate at the South Central Calhoun boys shooting here right in front of me. When you look at their scoring, 5 from Stye, 3 from Natchez, 2 from Krause, and you got 12 out of Myers as well. So somebody's got to step up here offensively, but defensively, I wouldn't be surprised if we switch out of this 2-3 zone. I mean, they're shooting the lights out of it. You see 3 threes out of Lincoln Atkins, 1 out of J.C., and 1 out of Harrison. It's 5 threes in this quarter. That's more than you guys have made with 4. 2 of them coming from Myers there, but I would not be surprised if they switch out of it and try to chase them, maybe get some steals and some stuff like that to get something going here. But I'd get the ball back in Myers' hands. He went probably, after starting the game with 12 straight points, went probably 4 or 5 possessions without seeing the ball and then got put on the bench and didn't see it for the rest of that quarter. And then they trailed 24-4 in that quarter, which I don't understand then why you would not give him the ball that time. I mean, he was hot, and then he missed that one shot there when he got the ball that fourth or fifth time. But I tell you, that was a fun quarter of basketball in the first one. The second quarter, a little bit uglier, kind of lopsided right away. Both teams going to make the way back out on the court with 39 to go on the clock. And again, you can find out how every team did tonight if you go to our Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. You'll figure out how every team in this area, for bowling, for wrestling, for everything, had it done tonight. And we'll figure all that out real quick because we're going to read through our recaps. We'll have full stats, full breakdowns, and a box score as well. Jeff and I get to type that. And then Jeff gets to take off tomorrow and go to state wrestling. Natchez, Krause, Higgins, Stye going to be in the front court here as they trail by 21, 45-24. Garrett Krause in the backcourt, not a full press, but they're going to double in the front court. Krause picks up his dribble and finds Stye. Stye to Krause, top of the key, over to Natchez on the wing, into the corner from Myers, at the short corner now. Myers a couple of dribbles, bounce pass to Stye, a short jumper up on the way, no good. Myers clears the rebound, going to bounce pass it to Higgins, and it's stolen away. Jayski going to get it up to the front court, gets it out to Harrison. Get it now to Lowry. Lowry bounce pass on the drive. Bounce pass down low. A layup attempt up no good, and a backside foul by Natchez on the shot. Charlie Natchez picking up his first of the night. And that'll send Ian Bruner to the line to shoot his 5th and 6th free throw on the season. Came in shooting 44%. He's 3 for 4, now 4 for 5. On the ball game. And the Titans now trailing by 22, 46-24. Here in quarter number 3, just 30 seconds into the second half. Second one up for Bruner, no good. Natras going to clear the rebound. Get up to Higgins. Higgins, the quarterback for the football team this season. Natras picks up his dribble. Finds Kraus now. Kraus to the front court to Stye. Stye hand off to Natras, who goes baseline. Natras driving layup up, no good. Foul on the way, though, by Bruner. Going to put him to the line to shoot, too. Natras, the only one to shoot for the Titans in that first half, went 0 for 2. At the trip, he shot 71% coming into the ballgame tonight. Natras can go to the line for his first. Knocks it down. Now it'll be a 21-point deficit, 46-25. The Titans have to have two very good quarters of basketball. Natras, this one up, knocks it down as well. 50% on the night for Charlie Natras, brother, a good wrestler for the Titans. Cooper played football with him as well. I believe a baseball player has announced the head coaching signing of Randy Snyder for the Titans today. Kate Higgins coming up with steal. Randy Snyder going to be the new South Central Calhoun baseball coach. Front court Stye to Higgins. Had it almost picked off. Myers was trying to cut back door. Higgins was looking for him and maybe tipped out of bounds. 46-26. Titans trailing by 20. Inbounds to Natras. Natras to Kraus at the top of the key. Kraus going to seal off with his backside into the corner for Myers. Myers thought about the three. Finds Higgins flashing. Higgins to Kraus. Kraus a couple of dribbles. Hands off to Stye now on the outside. Stye over the top. Throws it to Myers. Saved into the front court. And taken away by Hansen. They got a player in the front court. Layup attempt up and good for Bryce Harrison. A surprise on the pass there. Stye in the backcourt. Throws it to Higgins. Higgins throws it over the top to Natras. Catch it like a football receiver. Catch. Higgins rips through on the inside. Tried to go up with the shot. Blocked from in front of him. Check out to Natras now, who steps back. Three-pointer from the corner. Up, no good. Long rebound taken away. They're going to kick it to the front court. Lowry one-on-one with Kraus. Kraus going to jump and block him on the way. Garrett Kraus going up one hand. Gets the swat out of bounds. And still a 22-point lead for Southeast Valley. 48-26. We'll have your Mackey Motors tailgate following this game. We'll name our Culver's player of the game as well. Culver's celebrating 41 years in business, 16 in Carroll. Welcome to Delicious. Could use some Culver's when they get home, not going to lie. We'll see if they're open or not. Outside, Lowry from three-point range. No good. Long rebound tipped through the hands of Myers. And it'll go the other way. That was an insane call. I will not disagree with the call, but the official pointed to South Central Calhoun, put his hand out, and then turned the other way. And, you know, with you being on the staff at a game where South Central is the home team, that is a hard call and a hard, difficult way to make, as Myers going to go pick the ball off. Evan Myers going to dribble the front court, dribbles through some pressure, kick to the corner for Kraus, thought about the three, pass to Natras to Stye, or to Myers, excuse me, to Natras, fires up the left wing three, got it, Charlie Natras. Picking up his second three-pointer of the night, and it's 48-29. Jaguars in the front court, sitting atop the Twin Lakes Conference. Kick pass over the head of Hansen, and the Titans starting to build some momentum defensively. Back-to-back stops. They got to get what was called a kill by Mr. Tom Peterson of Xavier Elkhorn Kimbleton. Three stops in a row. Myers to inbound to Natras. Natras over the top to Stye. Stye thought about it. Has a defender on his backside. Stye will break the front court now with 10 seconds. Stye in the front court, dribbling around, finds Kraus. Kraus to Natras. Natras looking, finds Cole Higgins flashing. Higgins tipped up. Myers going to go up with the shot, blocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Jaguars. They'll stay on this side as Hallis Stye going to be the one to inbound. Box set. Set a couple of screens, throws it into Natras. Natras is going to turn over the defense. Double team, missed the shot. Bruner going to pick up the rebound. It's still out with now the front court. Dribbles it himself to the corner. Back to Bruner on the inside. Doubled. Tried to go down low. Lowry has it over the entire South Central team. Lowry picking up the bucket with his right hand. Inbounds Higgins. Bounce pass to Myers on the wraparound. Myers going to turn and throw it to Natras to break into the front court here in a second. Natras going to find Myers open from three-point line. Finds Stye instead. Stye going to bounce in for Higgins. Outside for Myers, throws it over his head. And it'll be Natras fighting for it. And over and back, it'll be a turnover here for the Titans once again. 50-29, the Titans trailing by 21 points here in this quarter. 4:28 to go in the ball game, or in the quarter, excuse me. Working it around to the far side now. Inside for Lowry. Had it tipped. Natchez and Lowry fighting for it. Lowry comes out with it. Kick back to the other side. Myers tips it here and takes it away now. 2-on-2. Myers to the front court. Goes outside. Goes between his legs. Behind his back. Gets all the way inside. Pushed off a little bit. Backside rebound going to be tipped. Stye going to come up with it. Now it's Stye on the outside. Gets to his left now. Drives all the way in. Euro step. Layup up. No good. Myers picks up the rebound. Goes up with the layup and is fouled on the way up. And Myers will head the line to shoot two. Coming in shooting 54%. I wasn't sure who was going to be calling the foul. It will be Lowry. It'll be his first of the ball game. For a guy that plays very physical defense and very hard, fast-paced basketball, Lowry's very disciplined on the defensive end, not fouling in this game so far. Myers going to put up the free throw. No good. Let's see if I can give you another score from our area. I don't know if Jeff has. Riverside trailing Audubon right now, 40-33. Jeff's got that game. Shot up on the way by Natchez. Higgins going to come down with the rebound. His chance up, no good. And now you're going to send Cade Higgins to the line to shoot two. That foul going to be called here on the Southeast Valley Jaguars. Clive Clark going to call the foul, or the timeout here. As that one, maybe a foul on Hayden Dietrich. We're going to go ahead and take it with him. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays, or come get service or bodywork done, always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Trailing 29-50. Gonna put Cade Higgins to the line to shoot two. And I tell you, last year's team for South Central Calhoun, the first team outside of Carroll that I covered for the radio business. So there's a little, you know, got a little tie to this area now. Higgins gonna knock down the free throw. I covered his brother. Andrew Anderson was on this team. You had Higgins playing, Stye played a little bit. You had Krause playing a little bit. You had Evan Myers playing a little bit. This is a very good ball club last time. Myers gonna pick up the rebound. And they're going to call him for a foul as he picks up the rebound. Myers going to pick up his third now. And it's 50-30. Surprised on that call. I don't know exactly what they called. Because Myers kind of wrapped around and got to the outside. They call him for a foul. Pushing it across now. They're working it back over into the corner for Atkins. Back up to the top. Pump fake, working it across the top. Into the corner now. Butrick back to the top again. Jayski over to Atkins into the corner. Titans playing solid defense on this possession. Working it down low for Lowry. Going to double him on the inside. Tim and Higgins kick out. Butrick three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound tipped up. Krause going to have it. And then Myers will regain possession for the Titans. Evan Myers going to split the defense. And kick to the corner and picked it off. Into the front court now. It's Myers one-on-one with a Jaguar. Layup attempt blocked by Higgins. They're going to call a foul, and if that's on Myers, that'll be his fourth. And it will not be. It'll be Higgins, which will pick up his third. Rather have two guys with three than one guy with four and one guy with two. Especially with the impact that Myers has had on this game, both the offensive rebounds and the scoring. 50-30. Going to the line now. It'll be Hansen. Shot up and good from the free throw line. 61% on the season. Now 15 for 24. Second one up now for Hansen. Got some noise out of the South Central Calhoun student section. Got it up and through. And a 22-point lead at 52-30. Natchez over the top now for Krause. Catches it. Krause turns to find Myers. Myers bounce past the Natchez. Natchez in the front court now going to settle in. Drives in, Euro step, jumper up on the way, thought he got fouled. And they're going to work it to the front court now. Dribbling inside, going to pump fake the layup, a couple of defenders on him, outside for Butrick. Butrick, one dribble, bounce pass back out again. driving, kick to the corner, three-point shot up on the way by Roper, no good, backside rebound cleared, they're going to get it in for Lowry, layup attempt up and good. Cornell Lowry going to pick up the bucket, and they're going to get it into Myers. The Titans wasting no time, Higgins turns and finds Prowse. Prowse going to dribble attack, gets all the way in, layup attempt no good, backside rebound tipped, Kate Higgins going to come up with a foul, going to be called on Roper as he goes in and tries to rip it out. Stye underneath going to be the man to call for. Inbounds pass, they're going to set a four, kind of tight, throwing it in, it's going to be to Natchez, Natchez to Myers, he's made a couple of threes in this game, shot up and good for Evan Myers, he got it to go, his third three of the game, and the lead's down to 21, 54-33. Roper on the outside, back to the top, they're working over to Atkins on the right wing, Atkins to a flashing Butrick, driving inside, short jumper up, no good. Higgins fighting for it. Lowry stood there. Didn't even have to move. The ball falls into his hands. Inbounds. Going to go back to Myers now off of the inbound. Myers going to dribble up the court. Gets past the sideline. Throws it to Higgins and throws it out of bounds. And the Titans turn the ball over. Down 23. 56-33. Again, I'm trying to see if I can find a Carroll update here. ADM defeated Andy Enola. Wow. UDM defeated Indianola big tonight. Class 3A, Class 4A matchup. Indianola 7-7 on the season. Lost 79-33 to ADM tonight. That ADM team lost to Carroll in this area. Atkins. They go to the corner for Butrick. Pick back out for Roper. Roper to the corner for Atkins. They ran that wraparound play in the first half and works about the same on the missed shot. Higgins going to rip through and find Stye. Stye with his left hand going to get to the front court. Burns now on the front court. Finds Myers. Myers going to rip through the defense. Turns and looks back door. Higgins on the outside. Higgins to Stye now at the top of the key. Stye going to hand off to Kraus at the right wing. Sets his feet and looks. Finds Natchez. Natchez pump fake. Looks back door. Stye had him for a second. Natchez pump fakes. Fires up the deep range. Three. No good. A high in the air rebound. Comes down for Cade Higgins and a foul on the way up. Higgins going to go to the line to shoot two. Hayden Green picking up his first foul tonight. And a Cade Higgins going to go to the line to shoot. Higgins again, 68%, 1-for-2 on the night. And the Titans are going to be in the bonus for this final minute and 8 seconds. Higgins at the line, no good. Cade Higgins going to have to make this free throw, step up and play some defense. Officiating crew trying to calm this game down a little bit. Second one up, no good. Myers comes down with the rebound, goes up with the layup, and he's fouled. And Evan Myers going to go to the line now to shoot two off of the offensive rebound. Myers 0-for-2 on the night. Had 12 coming into this quarter. He's got 21 now, I believe. Myers at the free throw line, rolls it in and out. Having a sub into the game for the Jaguars. Checking in to the game. Going to be Bryce Harrison. Myers for a second free throw. Up on the way. Front rim no good. Backside rebound tip taken away by the Jaguars. Higgins going to pick up full court and then lay off for Jayski. Ball outside. Krause tried to go for the steal. Kick pass out. Jayski goes down low. Layup attempt blocked by Higgins. And they're going to call a travel as he goes up and comes down with the ball at the same time. Almost looked like he lost it for a minute, and then it was blocked by Higgins. Myers to inbound to Natchez. Natchez bounce pass to Krause on the left side. Krause to Natchez. Natchez looking middle. Finds Myers on the right side. Myers going to break the press into the front court. Dribbles inside. Gets all the way. Pump fake. Short jumper up. No good. Backside rebound for Higgins. Layup up. No good. Hits up in the air. Higgins is going to go fight for it. It's going to be picked off by the Jaguars and a foul on the way. I believe this one's going to be on Higgins. And that will be his fourth. We see Caleb Gaffney get off the bench here. We see Patterson get off the bench. And it will be Gaffney getting the call. You lose your size on the inside with Higgins. Gaffney going to give you some speed on the outside, though. 56-33, Southeast Valley. Working it across, Atkins, pump fakes the three, gets it back. They're setting him back on that left side. Going across the top, they can use almost all the shot clock, driving it in, skip past the baseline. And a foul on the shot, and Mattress hit him pretty hard on the baseline. Basically going to go to the line to shoot two. Mattress picking up his second of the night. Mattress looks like he maybe took a shot. The official was looking at him. And Mattress was kind of looking around, looking and saying, I got blood on me somewhere, I think, is what he was pointing at on his shorts. Now the official Mattress kind of laughing about something he said there, so I'll ask him maybe after the game if we see him. Shot up on the way. No good. Second one. Myers going to go down and rip down the rebound. Gets it to Kraus. To Mattress. Mattress, a couple of dribbles. Looks. Finds Gaffney in the front court. Gaffney, a couple of dribbles now out to Mattress. Mattress looks down. Kraus on the outside. Kraus going to dribble drive attack. Turns. Has Mattress on the inside. Shot up. No good. Gets his own board. Layup attempt up. No good. Mattress going to go to line to shoot two now. And the foul going to be called here. This will be on Bryce Harrison, his first of the night for the 6-foot junior. Two shots with 0.8 seconds to go. Southeast Valley more than likely going to hold out the final shot. Mattress putting it up and down. Started off 0 for 2. It's now made 3 straight. Got up for Mattress and got it. And inbound and the 0.8, no dribble, going to make the shot count. It'll head to the fourth quarter, 57-35, Southeast Valley.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
At the Lake City Vet Clinic, we offer full-service veterinary care, including wellness care, surgery, dental, and dermatology for dogs and cats. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. We are dedicated to providing the highest level of veterinary medicine and believe in treating every patient as if it were our own pet, giving them the same loving attention and care. Choose the Lake City Vet Clinic for your furry friends. We are proud to support the South Central Titans sports and activities. The Lake City Veterinary Clinic, located on Main Street in Lake City.
Welcome back here to South Central Calhoun Middle School, Rockwell City, Iowa, on Kick 106.7. The Titans trailing by 22 in this quarter. Atkins pump taking the three. They pass it over. Into the corner now. Working it across that top of the key length from the 2-3 zone. Atkins a couple of dribbles and kicks it back out. Working it across once again for Jayski. Dribble attack inside, outside for Harrison. Wasting almost all this shot clock. They're going to try and just kind of stall this game out. Outside, driving in Harrison. His layup attempt no good. Backside rebound tipped. Out of bounds off of a foot of Jaguar. And Romaine Titan ball. 57-35, 7:30 to go. Myers on the inbound. Looks inside, has Mattress in the middle. Back to Myers on the outside. Myers goes to his left, trying to get past the defense. Gets to the middle of the court now, splits the defense. Myers drives in, goes down low for Stye. Stye pump fake, fade away, jumper up, and got it to go. Cut the lead down to 20 now. In the front court, Hansen. Over to Atkins. Atkins back to Hansen. Over now to Harrison. Into the corner, going to go off of Garrett Krause's foot. And a kickball violation. So a minute in, the Titans have cut it to 20. I mean, 7 minutes of play and 20 points. It's difficult, but it's not impossible. The Jaguars just got to play their same level of ball. Atkins over back now to Harrison. Harrison to Hansen at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Drives in. Has to sneak past the defense. Layup attempt up, no good. Outside, Atkins has made a couple. Got up and knocked it down. Atkins has got four threes on the night. In middle, Stey. Gonna turn and find Garrett Krause. Krause, a pump fake, and finds Stey now once again. Now Stey has it ripped from behind. Front court now, Atkins. Goes up with a layup and it got it. Atkins having the game of his life right now. Into the backcourt, Gaffney to Stey. Stey to Krause. Krause now to Natchez. Natchez dribble drive, goes into the baseline. Kick pass out now to Garrett Krause. Over to Stey. Stey from the three-point line. No good. Rebound tipped up. It's going to be taken away by a Jaguar. That'll be Jasty. He'll get it to the front court for Hansen. Over to Atkins once again. Atkins back over to Hansen. Dribble drive fake. Over to Atkins. Fires up the three. And comes up a little short. Rebound going out to Hansen. Hansen kicking for Lowry. Over the defense. Layup attempt up. And got it. Lowry getting the bucket to go. Myers. Skip pass it to Natchez now. Natchez into the corner for Krause. Open from three-point line. Got it to go. Garrett Krause picking up his first three of the night. And he's got five. Almost lost the ball. Titans going to be back on the defensive end. Lowry inside. Layup attempt up and good. Lowry got it to go for the 19th point of the night. In the front court, Stey. The corner for Natchez. Natchez going to drive. Gets all the way in. Left-hand layup. Got it to go. Charlie Natchez getting all the way for the bucket. Front court. Going to throw it up. Dribbling baseline. Stolen away from Myers. And it's a 24-point lead. Myers. To get it into the front court, tries to get it, lost the ball. Now going to go up. Myers going to try and swat him. Layup attempt up, no good. And going to the line, Billy Logan and Jasty. Myers going to pick up his fourth. Now have a look at the bucket here. Trying to reconnect my BNC, because I'm kind of out of it, that's why. BNC is kind of down for me right now. Can't get it to connect, so we're going to try and run this thing manually without it right now. 42-66, Southeast Valley leading South Central Calhoun. Can't get my, once again, can't get it to connect. Second free throw up, no good. Myers pulling down the rebound. Back over to him in the backcourt. They're going to work it now to the front court for Natchez. Natchez is going to get it back to Myers. Myers pump fake. Gets it into Gaffney. Outside for Natchez again. Pump fake. Natchez getting all the way. Layup attempt for Charlie Natchez. Gets it to go. And the bucket for Charlie Natchez. Got our VNC to work once again so we can take commercials happily. Work it across now. Outside, inside. Lowry has it. Lost the ball. And it'll roll out of bounds. 66-44, a couple of subs. Higgins going to check in. Got Bruner checking in as well. Gaffney to inbound. Evan Myers going to sub out of the game. Inbound going to Higgins. Back to Gaffney in the backcourt. Gaffney a couple of dribbles, picks it up. Bounce pass, wrap around, going to be picked off. Inside layup attempt up, and got it. Bucket for Bryce Harrison. Patterson to Higgins, stole it. And a foul on Kate Higgins, and that'll be his fifth. Higgins will pick up five, and he's done for the night. That'll put Evan Myers back out on the court. 68-44, Southeast Valley. Work to inbound, 4:07 to go in the ballgame. All over the far side, now they're working across the top. Working it now, looking inside, they're going across the top again for Roper. Hand off now to Hansen, Hansen almost lost it. Looks outside, bouncing for Lowry, Lowry to kick out. Back to Hansen, open for three, fires it up and gets it to go. Hansen's second bucket of the night. Myers in the backcourt to Krause, Krause to Myers. Myers tries to dribble through the defense, goes over top to Krause, Krause to the corner for Patterson. Patterson, one dribble, turns around and finds Prowse. Over to Myers once again. Myers going to attack, bounce pass to Prowse. Prowse inside for a Natchez. Natchez turn around, jumper up and good. Gets it to go. Drive Hansen. A turnaround, backside layup blocked by Prowse. And Natchez going to clear the rebound. Derek Prowse going to go over top and get it. Titans, nothing short of effort still in this game. Gaffney at the top of the key. Over to Natchez, fires up the deep range three, comes up short. And they're going to look in the front court. Going to have Hansen driving. Gets to the free throw line. Kick out three-pointer from Roper. Got it. Southeast Valley shooting them out of this game. It's 74-46. Gaffney to the front court. Has it picked off, and Hansen's going to get it. And over and back on Hansen. Going to head it back this way, and a couple of subs, about three coming into the game. You'll have Spencer Peterson checking in. You'll have Butrick checking in. And you'll have Green checking in. The Titans going to leave their guys out there. We'll see how long Coach Clive Clark wants to leave them before you pull a lot of your guys. Maybe throw some other ones in there. Ball over to Myers. Myers to Natchez. Natchez, ball above the head. Back to the basket. Going to turn. Jumper up. Got it to go. Natchez hits the bucket. I'll count up all of our points after to be able to make sure our Cobras play the game accurate. Ball to the far side, down low. Outside, layup attempt up, no good. Natchez going to pick up the foul. Felt like he was staying straight up. Natchez kind of shaking it off. It'll be his third, which will put Brewer Jr. to the line. That'll actually be on Evan Myers, which will be his fifth. So he's done for the night. Hollis Stye going to check back in for the Titans. 2:22 to go. I'm going to see if I can get maybe some more updates from other places. I don't got anywhere else that's on here. Free throw up, no good. First free throw up, no good. 2:20 to go now. Second one up, finds it. The substitution taking Bruner off the court. Mound's going to go to Gaffney. Gaffney going to dribble down center court. Looks over, finds Charlie Natchez. Natchez over to Gaffney once again to Patterson. Patterson inside for Natchez. Try to go backside for Stye. Outside for Gaffney to drive his baseline. Turn around, has to get something out of his hands. Finds Natchez to Krause at the top of the key. Patterson inside, stolen away. Be taken away by Southeast Valley. See McGuire working it across to get over to Butrick. Butrick kicks it back over to McGuire. And stolen away by Stye. Throws it to the front court for Patterson. Patterson, a layup attempt at the bucket. No good. Garrett Krause can go get it. And a technical foul on Garrett Krause. Krause picking up the bucket. Technical foul. Garrett Krause. But Butrick to the line to shoot two. Coach Clark going to empty the bench and put in his reserves. They're going to put Butrick to the line to shoot two. 5-for-12 on the season. No good on the free throw. Titans down here, talking things out. Butrick going 0-for-2 from the line. We have a full substitution into the game. Caden Stickrod, Derek Green. Going to have Josh Knapp. We'll have Kyler Thompson. And we'll have Samuel Hawkins all out on the floor here for the Titans. This will be Jaguars ball with 1:34 to go. They lead by 25. Inbounds, going to go to the far side. They can run most of this clock out. One behind his back and work it inside. They look down low, bounce pass, layup attempt up and good. For Spencer Peterson. now you're going to have the Titans bringing the ball down. Thompson picks it up and goes over for Knapp. Knapp inside for Stickrod. Out again to Thompson. Three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. Rebound taken away by the Jaguars. This one going to be Declan McGuire. Outside, McGuire thought about the three. Drives in. Goes off the foot of Thompson. To remain on this side. 57.5 to go. More than likely, if I had to guess, if I had to put my life on it, this was probably more than over. 77-55 right now. Or 77-50. 27-point lead, so this will more than likely be over. Bounce pass, layup attempt up, and a good for Hayden Green. And it's 79-50 now. Pass it over, this time for Knapp. Knapp back over to Thompson. Thompson back to Knapp, 38 to go. Got Hayden Stickrod down low. They're going to throw it, and it's a throwaway. And with no time on the clock, on the shot clock, they're going to hold this thing out. Then into the front court, it's going to be Roper, and he'll go between the legs a couple of times, wait this thing out. 79-50 going to be your final here in South Central Calhoun. The Titans fall to 9-9 on the season. As they score 15 in that final quarter, to South Central Calhoun's 22. Titans going to again fall to 9-9 on the season. We're going to go ahead and step away. We're going to have your Mackey Motors tailgate coming up in just a minute.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Gaffney with Drapers Plus. We take great pride in creating custom window treatments, including beautiful shades and blinds, along with a variety of flooring, from carpet to luxury vinyl plank, to enhance any room in your home or office. We measure and install with free estimates. We're also proud to be the location to sell South Central Calhoun Titan gear for the Booster Club. So stop in and see us, and let us design your place with stylish window treatments and flooring. By Drapers Plus in Rockwell City.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stuart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stuartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stuart Memorial Community Hospital.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express bays, or come get service or body work done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
The game is brought to you by Mackey Motors Lake City. It'll be a quick recap here as I got to get home and start typing some results. The Southern Calhoun Titans split the night with Southeast Valley Jaguars 44-6 for the girls game. They lost 79-50 for the boys game here. My Cobras player of the game is going to be Charlie Natchez, as he has 18 points and kind of facilitated that offense for them as well. I don't know if I actually announced a player of the game for the girls' game. I'm going to go with Macy Dorman. She had a great game over there as well. Hoping everyone has a great evening, great night as well. Make sure you go type and look at our Brinks Exterior Sports Report. Again, a 1-1 split on the night. My name is Mason Neal, and make sure you tune in the rest of the week. We got state wrestling coverage on Thursday and Friday. We got basketball coverage Thursday and Friday. Possible basketball coverage on Saturday with Carol Dennison. So make sure you tune in. The Titans falling at 79-50 here tonight on Kick 106.7.